or single, there is one thing you should always take with you when you go out on a Saturday night. Your friends.
Where's your husband?
We're actually taking some time apart.
Are you telling me that you didn't see all those "don't worry, you'll find someone" looks?
What are we doing?
Charlotte.
I cannot go to any more parties until I know what we're going to do.
Single? You don't even have a name?
Well, I'm single. I don't deserve one. Maybe we could be each other's soulmates. And then we could let men be just these great, nice guys to have fun with.
Wait a minute. How do you know your vagina's depressed?
There are symptoms.
Like what? It can't meet its deadline?
Go get Samantha and tell her to come back here. She'll tell me the truth.
Oh, honey. You're a model.
Have you guys ever done it in a restaurant bathroom?
Are these theoretical questions or are you getting busy, Missy?
Trey and I. So you and Big are really friends or something?
Yeah.
Friends or something.
Do you like it? It's the artist's favorite.
Do you know her?
I am her.
Ray King.
I'm Carrie Bradshaw, jazz neophyte.
What are we?
We're friends. How's that?
What kind of friends?
Friends who...
Oh, no, there will be no...
Oh, Carrie likes a jazz man. Jazz.
That girl might come off like she's all strong and over it, but she's fragile. And she's my best friend.
I'm not having any more sex.
That's not a strike, honey. That's a slump. I'm dating someone. Someone I actually like. Maria, size has nothing to do with it.
What's happening to you?
I'm getting an education.
As Ray talked, I realized he wasn't spontaneous and unpredictable and thrilling. He was a guy with ADD.
I'm tired of being married to your penis.
I want you to move back in and get rid of this old apartment.
How you doing?
Good. You know, boring. What's new with you?
I'm opening up my own bar.
Steve Brady and Aiden Shaw?
How did this happen? Why are they even friends?
You call this a relationship? Well, it's tedious and the sex is dwindling, so from what I've heard, yes.
I think you did good.
Really? Because I never would have done this if it wasn't for you.
Ah, it's my cake.
Now you want the cake?
I never not wanted it.
Okay, lady, you take the cake.
I think I want him back. I lie in bed at night and I think about us and I think about you holding me and...
You broke my heart!
Once Aiden and I were back together, it seemed like nothing had ever happened to break us apart.
Hi, it's me. Go ahead.
Hey, kid. What's shaking? I'm back in town. Call me, baby.
I'm thinking about quitting my job. Did you get an offer from a better gallery?
No, I mean stopping working altogether.
You were so judgmental at the coffee shop yesterday.
You think I'm one of those women?
One of those women we hate who just works until she gets married.
What are you doing?
Nothing. It's my friend. We're friends.
Well, why don't you just fuck her? Then we can both be bad.
You have to forgive me. You have to forgive me.
You have to forgive me.
My mom died.
I think that I know what's best for me.
I'm not ready for a new computer. I'm still waiting to hear back about my old one. My whole life is on that computer.
I get it. It's all you. I'm not a part of any of this.
If you start helping me, and then I get used to having that help, no good can come of that. I mean, then what happens when you're not around one day?
Where am I going?
Well, I don't know. Things fall apart. We could fall apart.
Steve's got testicular cancer.
Whatever it is you're doing, don't stop.
It's a fertility exercise.
We've been trying for 3 months.
I have a doctor. It's no big deal.
Will you stop saying that? It is a big deal.
I hate that screw. I hate this oven. I hate this.
House, just say it. You hate the house.
I hate the house.
Thank you.
So I saw my doctor today, and I told her how frustrated we were that we weren't pregnant yet. And she said that the easiest thing to do would be to test your sperm.
Hey, man, it's me. Sorry to be, calling you this late. Is Carrie there?
Why'd you take the phone in there?
Because I know you don't like him calling here.
Well, I have to admit, you're the best person for the job, but I'm not going to hire you. You slept with my architect. It's too bad.
If you and Aiden don't become at least a little friendly, I'm not going to be able to stay in your life.
And the thing is, she could reach me, but I could never get her. That's fucked up.
I'm pregnant.
When have you been having sex?
I'm never getting pregnant.
I cannot think of a worse time to tell you this.
It's going to be that much more difficult for you to conceive naturally.
How much more difficult?
I'd give it a 15% shot.
I'm keeping the baby.
We're having a baby? My building's going co-op.
I can sell my place and buy this place and that place next door.
I think we should go back to trying to have a baby the old-fashioned way.
Well, why don't we just sit around and wait for a stork? You're getting engaged.
I threw up. I saw the ring and I threw up. That's not normal.
That's my reaction to marriage. Why does everybody have to get married and have kids? It's so cliche.
Hey, you're preaching to the converted. I like to sleep around.
You want sprinkles?
Steve, I'm pregnant.
I don't enjoy Mandarin food, and I don't enjoy a Mandarin child.
I don't think I want to have a baby anymore. I don't have the energy.
I love you, Carrie. I want to live my life with you. What do you think?
Yes.
You tell your boy I'm not leaving for 30 days.
I was afraid she was going to do that. Fuck!
You hate it, too. I'm so relieved.
This is
my stuff. Don't be going through my stuff.
You were more than happy to go through my stuff.
It's a cardboard baby. I saw it in the window of a novelty store next to the hospital. Now we can relax because we have one.
Well, it's about fucking time. Get over here and do me.
Is that your standard greeting now?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was Richard.
That was amazing.
Oh.
I love you, Richard. I'm in love with you.
I am never taking X again. It is a dangerous, dangerous drug.
You've certainly worked out a lot more options than till death do us part. That's all we've come up with. And frankly, I find it a little limiting.
I know gay couples who are monogamous, but I'm a realist.
Trey's content with what we have. Therefore, I am a bad person.
You are so angry at me.
I want a baby. I don't think I should have to give that up.
You shouldn't. You can have the apartment. I'll move back in with Mother.
I can't do it. I can't get married.
We're not the monotonous, monogamous type.
Well, maybe I am.
You're gorgeous. I'm not.
Carrie, I want the whole wide world to know that you're mine.
Who else is would I be?
Aiden's evicting her? He's not evicting her. He's giving her 30 days to decide what she wants to do.
Big offered me the money for my down payment, but I could never take it. Could I?
I'll loan you the money.
Do you have that much?
I have about half that.
I could loan you the rest.
Why didn't you offer me the money?
I knew you were gonna say that.
I wouldn't take it.
I love you, Samantha. I do.
I want you to take the ring for your down payment.
Do you love this ring?
No, I love what the ring represented.
This isn't Vogue.
You didn't like it?
No, no one is saying that.
Well, I am. I'll say it. I didn't like it there. I said it.
I mean, I know you said you didn't want a baby shower, but it's not too late to change your mind.
Let's try this. Just you and me.
Oh, okay.
As someone who really cares about you, let me just say, I think you have some serious issues with men.
I do right now, yes. All your furniture is gone.
This is why I'm leaving New York. The crime.
It's the end of an era.
I'm always surprised when anyone leaves New York. I mean, where do they go?
The real world?
This love stuff is a motherfucker.
Did you just say love?
Oh, what the hell. My name is Samantha, and I'm a loveaholic.
Hi, Samantha.
Just tell me you're sleeping with someone else, and we'll call it a day.
I do not want out of this, but if you do, this is a good way to go.
He's plowing someone else.
I'm in labor.
Boy, you will do anything to stop me from having sex with Big.
It's just sex. I love you.
Now your heart's broken, too.
It was official. A new season had begun.
Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen. Hold on. I'm going to take a drink of water. I was running late and I was literally running. I'm out of breath.
Okay. We're going to let you catch your breath.
I entered Mike's apartments with my notes out of my bags. I said, let's go.
So we're just here to kind of do a bit of a recap. We're going to take a look back at all of season four.
We're doing it a little differently this time because season four had so much going on. So we're just kind of going to go episode by episode, say what we liked, what we hated, if we missed anything, if I missed a musical theater reference. All the important parts of Sex and the City.
Exactly. So we started off this year with the agony and the ecstasy.
Most importantly, we started off with Carrie being single and in a cape.
Yes, yes. Carrie was single.
Everyone was single. Because
everyone was single.
Charlotte
yeah.
and Trey Charlotte were separated.
Was, exactly.
Samantha had just met that priest. yeah, and they're all on the way to that engagement party. And
even just in this first episode, I feel like we have so many little things that happen. Yeah, they go to that engagement party. They have like they have Miranda's like comedy routine moment.
Right, where she starts, this is when we first start seeing Miranda's uncomfortability with being single.
It's where Charlotte is still working out what's happening with her and Trey.
Right,
where, like,
she shows up
is,
as an apartment.
Right, like what is going on here?
And then Big makes a surprise appearance because it's also Carrie's birthday.
It's also Carrie's birthday. The birthday where no one shows up. Where we have to suspend our disbelief a little bit that no one was able to get to the restaurant in time.
And also, like, the one thing I still can't get over is the fact that when that cake comes out, she thinks it's for her. I'm like, no one even has shown up yet. Why would they just be
maybe it's a surprise, like, we're all here with the cake.
Yeah,
it's pretty depressing. And, you know, and then them kind of getting together in the end, this is also where we get to the quote that I quoted to you over a year ago, but somewhat different, where it's Charlotte's, maybe we can be each other's soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
And men can just be nice, good guys that we have fun with.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, next we go to the real me.
Yeah, so the real me was also a big one. This is the fashion show.
The fashion show. And I remember us talking about Margaret Cho and Alan Cumming, but we never talked about Jose Lana, that he plays Margaret Cho's is it her boyfriend or her?
Yeah, it's her boyfriend, clearly her gay boyfriend.
Right, but he's like, and I didn't realize this maybe because I wasn't watching it with my, today I watched them all on Amazon where it tells me who is who, but he's huge in Broadway, was in Spelling Bee. He just took over, I think, in the London company of King and I for Ken Watanabe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, he's, has it really extends, and had I like known that, I just think I wasn't I was just so caught up with Margaret Cho
right.
that I didn't even dawn on me. So I got that one there.
Yeah, we have a lot of guest cameos in this one.
Right.
As we sort of like approach the fashion show where we're eventually going to have, you know, Alan Cumming. We're going to have
Heidi Klum.
We're going to have Ed Koch. We're going to have Kevin Aucoin. We're going to have Orlando Pita. Yeah, just a lot of like
people yeah, in there's the fashion a lot of
world,
stuff.
In the acting world.
And also, I mentioned this before, but if you haven't seen the Kevin Aucoin documentary, I believe it's still on Hulu. Definitely check it out. It's great. There's a couple of them, I feel like. Also, this is the first time. So, you know, it's my first time watching the series, so I don't get to catch on these consistencies right away. But Carrie and Charlotte love to share an umbrella in this season, and they're doing it again. Also, one thing I can't believe I didn't catch, Carrie is wearing a Christmas sweater when they are holding that umbrella.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, she has like, I mean, it doesn't have Santa on it, but there's definitely some pine trees.
This is where, you know, we first get into Charlotte's, you know, gynecological issues mm-hmm. that we don't know are going to become a bigger thing, where her vagina is depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also where Samantha's getting ready to pose for those nude photos.
Right.
This is also where we try to bring the two gay characters together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is true. Like, if you're gay, like, you definitely are just going to like any other gay person. That's just how it works.
I feel like that becomes less and less, clearly you're kidding.
Right.
But it's that myth of like, oh, I know a gay person you should
meet.
Right,
no, that's what I'm saying.
That's very much in like early 20s when we haven't established like, no, there are many different kinds of people. Like, I'm not going to be attracted to every gay man that I meet.
And if you're Mike, you're not going to be attracted to
any of
them. Still one of my favorite moments from this episode is when Samantha goes to get her pictures framed and that framer does not give
care.
An F. Who was also in Contact.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we had talked about
that. We did,
before.
Yeah, okay. I mentioned that.
Perfect.
Because I always think of him because he was the eyebrow guy in the commercial.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We did talk about that.
That commercial was everywhere.
And I still, in my brain, want Samantha to have been at Michael's with a 40% off coupon.
She's paying full price.
Carrie Falls.
I mean, probably maybe the one of the most famous lines from the series of all time. The, oh my gosh, she's fashion roadkill.
Mm-hmm.
This is also where Miranda goes out with the guy from the gym, mm-hmm. and then she acts too full of herself.
And here's a question
makes me sad.
I mean, I guess it doesn't happen, but throughout this whole season, until we find out Miranda's pregnant, she's training for this marathon. So I guess she never gets to run the marathon.
Well, we'll get there for kind of two reasons. But yeah, that is a good catch, that she is not going to run that marathon because she has a baby.
I thought of that when I was watching this. So then we, so the episode pretty much ends with Samantha ordering some delivery and the takeout guy notices her.
Doesn't he also like approach? He's like, I got your burger. Like, he like says what the delivery
is. Yeah. And we talked about that. Like, it's, could you imagine? And I think I made this joke too. So I'm going to repeat my own material, but if they came to my house, they'd be like, ma'am, I've got your General Chow's chicken, your sesame chicken. I'm like, okay.
There are a lot of us in here. I promise.
You have the receipts, as the kids would say.
Yeah, then we get to defining moments.
And this is when Big does his whole jazz thing, because Big and Carrie are just friends going out on these super romantic dates to
but
a jazz club.
Clearly also complicated, because he keeps saying friends and then doing the eyebrows.
Well, and this whole thing with Big's eyebrows and his, like, scatting and his Carrie likes the jazz.
Carrie likes the jazz.
It just creeps me out. We meet Craig Bierko, who I was scolded about the Harold Hill thing, but in other Harold Hill news, they have announced another revival of The Music Man starring Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster.
I'm excited for that.
I am too. I'm still creeped out about tickets. Jazz Big. That's what I have written here.
Yeah, Craig Bierko playing Ray King, who becomes one of the very few people that we're going to see over the course of more than one episode.
Yeah,
granted,
and he's
it's
great.
Only two. He's just so cute.
Oh, I thought he would make... he's fine. I think he's great
so
in this
cute.
Role.
I really love him in the role. It does make me sad that it kind of goes, you know, not in a great place.
Yeah,
but.
Miranda has Doug, the pooper.
Right. I totally, like, skipped over that storyline as I was redoing things, because it's a one-offer, but it is funny, and it is
I mean, I just can't get over that poor, like, Fatty. Like, Fatty is just like, what the hell is happening? This guy is, like, exploding the toilet.
We also get Sonia Braga.
Yep, Miranda meeting Sonia, which is another...
Samantha meeting Sonia.
Yep, I wrote Miranda, though.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Sonia and Samantha, yeah, they meet each other and...
Another rare instance where we're going to meet a character that's going to stick around for a little mm-hmm. bit.
And this is also one of the best parts about this episode... was when Ray King was eating meat crab.
Meat crab. Yeah, no, I mean, the debate's forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it will ever go away.
Something that popped up on the screen with the Amazon thing that I liked is they referred to Sonia as Samantha's erstwhile lesbian lover.
I don't even know. I know what that means, but I don't know what that means.
No, I was hoping you could tell me.
Well, it means former of past times. So that isn't, I don't know if that really...
Maybe they're just saying, like...
Future, former.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, they end up at Tao. It's very awkward because...
Oh, it's the great moment for me where Samantha kind of calls Mr. Big out.
Yeah.
And I do love that moment. And that's the moment that makes Sonia fall in love with her.
Yeah.
And she may look strong, but she's fragile.
And then they're in the bathroom and there's cocaine and...
The 80s are back
and... Yeah, it's still that thing of, like, what are Carrie and Big doing? And that's something that I feel like, I don't know why I feel this way, but I feel like it might be a thread throughout this whole series.
I think you might be onto something there.
So then we go on to Tina Turner's greatest hits, What Sex Got to Do with It, which has my least favorite, I mean, not my, like, I don't want to say least favorite exchange, one of the most... ignorant exchanges when they're talking about how Samantha has decided to become a lesbian and they do the I'm a fire hydrant, I'm a shoe.
I know, it's still a funny scene though. I know,
but
you hate it.
It's so like
I introduced them. Poof, you're a pimp.
Yeah, it's just
well, but I think we could bring this back to Samantha. Her thing of like, I'm a lesbian. You're not a lesbian, you're dating a woman.
Right.
So it's all a little bit mishandled, but I know that it's not correct, but I still think it's funny. I don't think she's a lesbian. I think she ran out of men.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
We do have our Laverne and Shirley vagina schmagina.
Austin Pfeffer Incorporated.
Yeah, we have that moment. And this is also in the scene where we see Miranda's love for pastries really begins in this episode. I'm still pissed about the way she wraps up that cake. She just... If you remember, she doesn't, like, just cover the pan with tinfoil. She takes the whole cake and wraps it in tinfoil, and that's when she throws it out and goes back to the trash.
Yeah, she has her chocoholic moment in this one. And the Ray thing just kind of fizzles out, that it turns out to be great sex, but he is a you know, has ADD or whatever.
Right, and we have that debate about, did she walk to Queens? Did she not? And then the one part that I remember you hating so much is Charlotte in the shower, where she gets out of the shower
with suds in her hair. Yeah. And then it's gone in the next scene, so I guess something happened. And that's a pretty good moment for... That is a good moment for Charlotte, though, of her just kind of exploding at Trey and saying, like, what are we doing here? Like, it's time to figure this out. Which leads to Trey saying that she should move back in with her.
Mm-hmm.
Him. And he does say, I want you to get rid of this apartment. That is a line in there. So we kind of talked about that later.
Right.
When he gives her the apartment, that he does in this moment say, I want you to move back in and get rid of this apartment.
And what I think is interesting about this season in general is all four ladies start off single.
And I think that, well... I mean, Miranda's is a different thing, but they all go on really kind of serious relationship
arcs. Yeah,
they
all have, like, some sort of... Miranda even has a relationship arc.
Yeah.
Like, I think of the biggest, if we really think of, like, life-changing.
Sure, I mean, yeah, that's the one that's going to stick with her.
So then we go to Ghost Town.
I love this episode. I will go ahead and say right now, I think this is my favorite episode of the season. I know we weren't necessarily going to pick favorites this time, but just as we're glancing at it, I love this episode so much.
I'm still pissed off about that coffee and a muffin thing. I'm still pissed off that there wasn't more questions asked. It's like it gets you every time someone just orders a martini.
Yeah, it's true.
There are so many varieties of muffins.
I'll take
Please
a coffee
don't
and a muffin.
Yeah, don't disrespect
them.
No,
we only have one.
It's like...
Oh, the last muffin. I have that right here.
This is such a bizarre reference I'm going to make, which is so weird for me to do. There used to be this game for the Super Nintendo called Mary-Kate and Ashley's Mall Adventure. And you would be working in the mall at, like, the food station. And the voice in the background would be ordering. And it'd be like, hot dog and a drink, please. Nachos and a drink, please. And I'd be like, you don't care what drink it is? So that's all. So, yeah.
The relationship with Maria is going to fizzle out here. I mean, it's going to fizzle out after it explodes.
And after they can't fit in that tub together.
And after she breaks all of her flatware.
And she screams, "Do you miss a dick?" Which I love that line. That might be my favorite line thus far in life.
Oh, wow. In life. Wow. Yeah. That's broad.
And we have Miranda. I mean, we're jumping back a little bit, but Miranda runs into Steve outside of Coffee and a Muffin.
Yeah, where he reveals that she hadn't got the invitation yet for his bar opening.
But just to watch her in that moment. Yeah, and there's the whole thing with Carrie and the plant and bringing the plant. And
there's Charlotte wanting to redo the apartment and having kind of a conversation with Bunny about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bunny walking in on them having sex. And I guess that's the end of that. Like, that's all that it took to get Bunny out of there.
Yeah,
You occasionally have sex in this room? I shan't return.
Yeah, and then there's the thing with Miranda and the Oreos.
Yeah, well, because she thinks she has a ghost.
Right, and so she goes to Carrie's. Carrie and she has comes the over, Oreos.
And this is where Carrie reveals that maybe she still has feelings for Aiden. So when we get to the bar at the end and she sees Aiden, who's looking pretty good, and that scene in back, I just love it so much.
I don't know, maybe it's because I'm on Weight Watchers, but there's so much cake in season four. But yeah, it's a whole
The season of cake.
Yeah, the season of cake. I'm thinking of that Strangers with Candy reference. They all want cake.
I didn't watch that.
It's a good show.
And it ends with her really acknowledging that she does still have feelings for Aiden.
Yeah, he says, "Now you want the cake." And she says, I never wanted it.
You take the cake. I can't.
And then we all go into feelings. Yeah.
What do we go into?
MacArthur Park is frying in the dark. And then we go to Baby Talk is Cheap.
And is it Baby Talk is Cheap?
Or Baby Talk.
Baby Talk is Cheap.
Or is it Baby Talk is Cheap?
Because let's do that storyline real fast.
Baby Talk is Baby Talk is Baby Talk is Baby Talk is Cheap, Cheap, Cheap. Talk a lot, pick a little. Baby Talk is...
You had to fit something in somewhere.
Music Man.
Yeah, no, I know.
Bring it full circle. Charlotte loves a dance class. Whenever Charlotte's not feeling great, she's going to take a dance class. Starts off with her in that African dance class. Why is Carrie, can't believe I didn't talk about this. Why is she wearing sunglasses and a draped scarf in this very active dance moment?
She's not really into it.
No, obviously.
We find out that she's been calling Aiden and hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wanted to really quickly just get through Samantha's storyline with the nipples and she attracts the baby and he calls it her. Well, I'm not even going to say it. Let's just skip that storyline entirely.
Sure.
It's disgusting.
And this is when I thought, does Miranda ever do the marathon? But apparently that's going to end up at some moment.
Because she meets the guy.
She meets the guy.
Training for the marathon with the analingus. That's enough said with that one, too,
I think. I think I said enough about it when it actually happened. Because remember, I was so grossed out. I was like, you can't go down there.
Yeah. And also...
They just ran.
But besides that, also, the moment... Okay, so we are going to get into it. Because I feel like I didn't stress this enough, what I meant when I was talking about this. The moment where she's like, oh, thanks. And then is going to return the favor by getting him a massage. Tongue her anus to completion, did he? Like, it's the weirdest, like, thanks for that. Now it's your turn. It's just weird.
Like, how do you know when it's done?
I don't want to know how you know. Charlotte wants to have kids, but then they have that awful situation where they have dinner with the kids that don't want to sit next to her. And that's kind of that whole complete storyline.
Yeah. Tortilla Flats, we went there.
We did go there. We have the whole thing with her and Aiden and her kicking Miranda out of the date.
Yeah, it's still so weird.
Take Steve with you. And it's, you know, it's that thing of like, she wants him back. He doesn't want her back. They have some sex. And then he says, all right, let's give it a try.
Yeah. After he throws rocks at a window.
Yeah. So that sets us off on our new adventure, starting with Time and punishment.
Once Aiden and I were back together is how it starts. And I was thinking, okay, so they are officially now back together.
And then the phone rings and it's Big.
Big, and he ends it with Baby. Uh-huh. And that's what sets Aiden off on a little bit of a tiff. And
well, Aiden seems to take it really well in the moment.
Right, but he doesn't.
But he doesn't. We have the whole thing with Shayla in the bar.
Well,
Shayla
or Shayna?
Shayna.
Yeah, Shayna with the jacks and the twosies and the foursies. But before that, too, that's when that's when Carrie goes to the Korean in her bra. It's when he smacks the Nicorette.
Yeah, she goes to the Korean in her bra, and then he kind of, like, smacks her. And
with
like,
the Nicorette patches. Yeah. With Nicoderm. Carrie takes Pete for a walk. Pete's got the shits. You have to forgive me. That whole thing happens.
Yeah, she sees him with Shayna and what's going on here. He sort of admits that he thought about cheating on her, which is interesting.
I didn't love this episode.
Yeah, I think that I like it for the small moments. Like, I think I like it for the end.
You have to forgive me. I don't like it because I just feel like once you told me they got a new Pete, I was like, yeah, because Pete hates them. Is that the old Pete?
this might still be the old Pete.
Yeah, that Pete's like, get me out of here. These people suck. And I agree with him. So then we are off to my mother.
You care too much about Pete and Steve. There I said it.
Wow. Why can't I care about them? They're the only people that are doing good things in this show.
No, you just see it that way because you're obsessed with them.
What has Pete done wrong?
He's been a dog.
Okay, what has Steve done wrong?
He's kind of a whiny baby.
Yeah, but he always shows up. Both of them just show up. Everyone else sucks. There, I said it.
No, you're too
much. I'm Team Steve Pete.
Okay, they're not even like the owner and the dog in the same thing. Trying to break up Scout and...
So my motherboard myself. I also noticed at this moment...
Maybe this is my favorite episode of the season.
This is when I noticed that Carrie really loves a newsboy cap in season 4, too. She's going to be wearing these throughout the whole series. Or season. Maybe series. Yeah, so this is when her computer dies. Well, before her computer dies, sorry. We listen to Copacabana. They start having sexy time in her kitchen. They being Carrie and Aiden, which Aiden says, fuck the fajitas. Which hurts my soul. Those fajitas are going to burn. And then the computer fries.
Yeah, her computer crashes. Miranda's mother has a heart attack and eventually passes away. And it all becomes kind of a, when do you seek support? When can you do it on your own? How do you allow someone in to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Samantha's whole kind of emotional breakthrough of what she really needs to do is cry.
Yeah, but she won't. Charlotte's trying to find the right flowers. Miranda ends up being really rude to the bra lady, Mary Pat Gleason, and she gets the bra and the bra lady hugs her and they have a moment together. And then at the funeral, that's where we see Steve.
And Aiden.
I know, but Steve is really great for being there.
You liked Steve too much. Sex in the country.
Sex and the country. Steve has testicular cancer.
Yeah, that's the big reveal here. And it's not a storyline that stays with us super long, though I suppose it does have some reverberations.
Yeah, and I still love when Miranda finds out and, or before she finds out, she's like, what? He wants me back. Like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Steve has testicular cancer and she talks to him about it.
Yeah, and makes him cry.
Makes him cry because she's very stern about the doctor and the agent. But it's her own, she's projecting her own control issue fears onto him.
And it works. He gets a better doctor. He gets things taken care of.
Charlotte is reading Luna Yoga on her bed. And I remember when we first talked about this, I wanted to see if it's a real book. It is. It's available from Five Sellers for $15.33 online. And it's a book about different women sharing like their spiritual experiences with fertility.
And this is, I mean, Charlotte's main thing here is just that this is more establishing that Charlotte and Trey are trying to have a baby and not having the easiest time.
Right.
So they ruin the orchids at Bunny's nursery.
Mm-hmm. You're still mad about that.
It's just weird. It's just a weird moment for me where I'm like, just don't ruin them. And then the Carrie storyline is really just her going to the country house and hating it.
Yeah.
And I suppose kind of learning to make peace, and she hates squirrels. So
yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know who probably doesn't hate squirrels? Steve. And you know who else probably doesn't hate squirrels? Pete. And then she calls Big for that steak dinner, which I still think is the stupidest thing in the world. You are back together with this man that you cheated on. And now you're going to leave his country home, something that means a lot to him, to go out to dinner with the guy that you cheated on him with. Like, I just think it's a stupid move.
Yeah, you were just never able to, like, let go with that one, which is fine. I'm not saying that's the wrong thing. I think that for me, when I watched it, I kind of made peace with, like, I think this is crazy, but it's just part of the storyline.
Right.
So it didn't really bother me that much. And you were never able to let go of the fact that you hated that, which is fine. Once again,
Thank you for respecting my grip. Farmer Luke, Samantha's got to learn how to milk him and the cows in that weird bucket hat. Yeah. And it just ends with Carrie back at the house telling Aiden that she doesn't love it.
But that she's good. She'll come every other week, right? Or once
they make a compromise, and Carrie still hates squirrels. So bells of the balls.
So Steve is cancer free.
Cancer free. They're celebrating, and Samantha's going to make a lot of testicle jokes.
Yes, one little ball, and he wants to get a fake one. And Miranda comes ball shopping, and it's shut down fairly quickly.
Once they realize they haven't been approved yet.
Yeah, that she kind of shuts that down. And then, to make him feel better, has sex with him, mm-hmm. which has no repercussions on the future of the series.
Miranda and Steve make Brady.
They don't know
This is also when Samantha meets Richard.
Yeah, so we're introducing another character that's going to stay with us for a while. We're introducing Richard, which it's... We don't like him at first. Like, he's not a very nice guy.
He says
that
he's
not
going
to hire her because she slept with the designer or slept with the architect.
Also, early on in the episode, Carrie says, Aiden has nothing to worry about. And I'm like, oh, yes, he does. Because I know. I know that she's going to hurt him. Yeah, big calls. Carrie and Aiden's again while they're in their diapers. They're like weird matching underwear diapers because he's having girlfriend problems. And they go back to the country house, and stupid move number two, Carrie invites Big.
You can see as she invites him that she doesn't mean it and is certain he's not going to take her
up on it.
Right,
and he gets shit-faced off of wine.
And has to sleep the night, stay over that night, and then get in a fight with Aiden the next day.
Yeah, it's so weird. The basketballs, kind of like the mud wrestling.
Yeah, they're fine in the end.
Then we go to coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Well, first we have the moment of we dispatch an idea and then get rid of it quickly, which is that Charlotte wants Trey to get tested.
Oh yeah.
And he doesn't want to. He doesn't want any more problems down there. But the end of the story is he's fine.
Yeah.
So we now know that that is not the issue. And well, Samantha eventually gets hired by Richard Wright.
And then we go to coulda, woulda, shoulda. Another newsboy cap.
See, I more think about like the Wonder Woman Hermes scarf
there
on her head.
Yeah, the another newsboy cap. We find out really quickly that Miranda's pregnant. Yeah. Yeah, and that
one ovary, one ball moment.
And the beggar person is asking for money. And then we also introduce Lucy Liu.
Yeah, it's a quick storyline. Mm-hmm. We can cover that quickly, that Lucy Liu might be represented by Samantha, but Samantha messes it up by yelling at the Birkin person.
Right.
And Lucy finds out and drops her and takes the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Cover that one quickly.
And then this is also with the doctor's office with Charlotte and Trey, where she's like, well, everything's fine. Sorry, you spoke too soon.
You can't have a baby.
Yeah, it's just such a weird moment.
And that's, I think, that storyline sort of juxtaposes with them finding out that Miranda is pregnant and is not going to have the baby.
Right. There's a lot there, and it's...
And Carrie tells Aiden, and also tells Aiden that she's never had an abortion, which is not true.
Right, and then she goes and finds...
The saloon. Not TGI Fridays.
Not
that there's anything wrong with that.
And we actually know someone who used to work there.
We do. That was what the issue was in the moment, that we both know someone that used to work there. And I couldn't remember where I knew someone that worked there, but there you go. And that's kind of that. We don't have a whole lot more than that in that one. We get to Just Say Yes...
Carrie finds the ring while...
Throws up.
Yeah, and Aiden's like, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone. And I still... Yeah, so she finds the ring. There's not too much that I have to say except those wine glasses. I still can't get over those weird wine glasses that they're drinking. They're very Game of Thrones, even though I don't know anything about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Miranda helped pick out the ring that she hates, but now is out, like, has nothing more to do with it. We kind of come to a head with Trey and Charlotte, where Charlotte is looking into adopting a girl from China. Bunny is a monster about it.
Oh, yeah.
She confronts him on the dance floor. He rips her dress.
Oh, yeah, they're at the Scottish
fling.
The Highland fling. One of the things that I caught on the Amazon thing was when Aiden does propose. Apparently, they are on the same street that Woody Allen lives on, and Woody Allen and Sun Yi watched this shoot.
That makes it creepier.
Yep, I was gonna say that.
So yeah, Samantha ends up hooking up with her boss on a flight to Rio, so that begins something going on.
Yeah, and still that poor flight attendant.
Who's... Is he a flight attendant or is he the pilot? Does that plane have a flight attendant?
Oh, whatever he is, I feel bad.
Because
you
don't
can
have
tell
an
he's just like going through the motions, but
like
you need to buckle up, okay, and he's like, ew. And I actually really love in this moment that Steve and Miranda don't get married, because this is when Steve comes to the
correct
door.
He comes to propose.
Because I think for the first time in this series, someone is not acting, not series, this season, someone is not acting on impulse. Because we have Trey and Charlotte that shouldn't be together, but they're breaking up, but they're going to get together and make it work. Same thing with Carrie and Aiden. They're like, well, let's just figure this out and make it work. And Samantha's just trying to figure out life. But this is, it could be really easy in this series, and it would make sense for Miranda and Steve to just be like, well, there's a baby coming.
And
let's
she even says, like, remember that you don't want to marry me, because there are going to be times when we're going to think we should just do it.
Right.
And yeah, he doesn't, but she does, and this is where Carrie and Aiden eventually get engaged.
Mm-hmm. And then we go to the good fight.
Yes, the good fight. Oh, see, I love this episode too. I love the fourth season. There's so much that happens in this season that I really like. And this is all sort of propelled by the fact that Carrie's building is going co-op. And Aiden basically offers to buy her place and the place next door.
And there are boxes everywhere.
And then we find out, it's just a cramped situation that sort of prompts this fight that they end up having.
And then we cut to Samantha. She is at Richard's office, giving him a beige.
Right.
And I wanted to translate that, and I wrote it down from the subtitles, and it translates to, "This is a beautiful, perfect tale," which means dick. Like, that's what it means.
What a beautiful, perfect tale.
Yeah, so that made me laugh there.
Yeah, and Trey is sort of now ready to not have a baby anymore. And he brings her the fake baby, which prompts their fight.
Yeah, the fake baby. Oh, God, the whole fake baby thing. Like, we can't with that. I love Miss... Well, before that, so wait, before the cardboard baby, Carrie and Miranda are walking down the street, and Carrie is holding a visor, and I don't know who is on it. There's, like, a person singing on the visor, a picture of them. It's very interesting. I can't figure out who's in it. I love Mrs. Cohen. I love how she hates Carrie. I love how she thinks Carrie dresses outrageously.
I want to point out that Elise just said she loves how someone hates Carrie.
Yeah, I love that this old woman is just like, F you, I'm going to move out when I want to move out.
Mrs. Cohen's outfit is crazier than Carrie's.
For once.
Trey and Charlotte eventually have a huge fight in front of the girls, right, which kind of inspires Carrie to make peace with Aiden, asking him to give her some time when she gets home that she ends up not really needing.
Mm-hmm. All that glitters.
All that glitters.
Lots of gay bars. There's a lot of men in winter hats and sunglasses inside this gay bar.
Miranda finds out that a coworker of hers is gay and reveals that she's pregnant to the coworker, which eventually kind of blows up at the office.
Yeah, we see that Carrie meets a new gay friend there.
Oliver Spencer.
She says that she was high on a new gay friend. I'm like, well, if Carrie's high on a gay friend, then I'm like OD'd at this point in my
life. That's why you don't feel the high anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because your body's just used to it.
Yeah, my body's had too many. So I'm still pissed about biscotti. I'm still pissed that that was a good idea for Charlotte to bring.
It feels like a Charlotte thing, though.
Charlotte sucks. And I know this is when we talked about the gluten-free pumpkin pie and you got really mad about it, but I'm pissed.
I did not get really mad about it. I just told you the story of the best gluten-free pumpkin pie ever.
So then they go to Bungalow 8, which I did a little more research on Bungalow 8 today. And you could... They would arrange for a helicopter to take you home if need be at that place.
Just a normal casual place to hang out.
Right.
Yeah, the Oliver Spencer storyline kind of comes and goes fairly quickly, that he's going to take her out and then kind of abandons her. And then she kind of gets mad. And then Danford shows up and kisses him. And it's weird.
Yeah.
But we also have Charlotte meeting Anthony's boyfriend, Gordon, who works for House and Garden.
Oh, in House and Garden.
And they're going to come and shoot
the
house. And Trey kind of announces that he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to do the shoot, and he doesn't want to do the marriage, that he's done. He does say, you can have the apartment, I'll go live with mother, but then shows up at the last minute in a really sweet, sad, touching, depressing
very
moment.
Charlotte and Trey moment, yeah. Though. Keeping up appearances. Then we go to change of address. There's the whole thing about the bridal shop that Miranda and Carrie are going to go try on these ugly dresses and eat some tasty D. And Carrie breaks out into a bridal rash because she's stressed out about getting married.
And just decides that she can't get married.
Also, maybe it's because when she's putting lotion on that rash, she is not putting any on there. She's like using the smallest amount. Like when they say on the bottle, use a pea-sized amount. That's what she's actually using, but
she's
covering her whole body.
She's just showing us her body.
Yeah. Carrie, quit bragging. Yeah, so Carrie's afraid to get married. Everyone's, like, trying to find out what kind of baby Miranda's having, and Miranda's not excited, and she's judging herself with that.
Everyone's super excited that it's a boy, and I want to point out once again, girls are also good.
It's a boy, Mrs. Walker. It's a boy. From Tommy.
Okay.
So then Magda comes back, and that's
Magda has a quick reappearance.
That's enough for me. We can stop.
We end up at the black and white ball.
My question, though, about Magda, or about Miranda in this moment, is there's all the law books on her table because she's doing work, but does she still need those? Like, does she still reference them?
I'm not a lawyer.
Well, I did a lot of jury duty.
Well, I think you always have to, like, reference things, though. I think you're always going back and, like, researching, you know.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm not very successful. So, yeah, the black and white ball. We've already been over this, how I think it's strange that Carrie decided to wear a white dress, and you're like, blah, blah, that's because of this. And
That's exactly how I am.
And then I would shit my pants and start my period all over a white dress.
And Samantha kind of confronts Richard about becoming monogamous with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he rejects it and then kind of accepts it and then sees that she had just had sex with the guy and is kind of like, ah, you crazy kid.
Right, because in the previous episode, she says, I love you, but she was just on drugs.
Right.
Yeah, and so...
we have our final thing with Aiden and Carrie.
Yeah, they're
going to
break up.
Where he wants to get married right now and he doesn't trust her, and that's kind of it.
And they spend the last night together.
And he's going to move out the next day, and which brings us to not necessarily the next day, but we get to Ring-a-ding-ding.
Those damn gloves.
Where he's now moved out. He's moved out and is offering to sell her the apartment at what he paid for it.
And I actually reached out to the writer of this episode on Twitter to ask her, did you say cloud table or clown table? Because it looks like Carrie says, I left the ring on the clown table. Which sounds outrageous to me. And even the subtitle said clown at table. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, Carrie needs money. She goes to Mr. Big, who offers to give her the money.
But that's not what she went there to do.
That is totally what she went there to do.
Right.
And then she goes with the girls, who kind of convince her not to take his money. And
she gets pissed at Charlotte because Charlotte won't give her the money. They get into a cute little argument.
And then in the end, Charlotte does decide to give her the ring as a down payment for the apartment. And they're going to figure it out.
Right.
This is where Samantha gets the guy who writes the cards to put love on the card, which gets Richard to say that he loves her, which is not where I thought that storyline was going
to
go.
Which gets her to be like, never mind.
And Miranda and Steve have sex again.
She's going to dent that baby.
Yeah, dimples.
And then we go to a Vogue idea.
A Vogue idea.
Which I feel like we just talked about.
We did just talk about it. But, you know, basically Carrie gets a job at Vogue. She doesn't like Enid. She does like Julian.
I got in a lot of trouble for not talking more about Ron Rifkin, not talking about his Tony Awards speech, which is apparently a great speech, not talking about his work in Cabaret. So I'm talking about it now.
There you go.
There's still that warm martini. Carrie's drunk at Vogue. Cookie's drunk at Vogue.
Yeah, all the drunk at Vogue stuff I think is actually really funny. And then he ends up being a creep. This is also the baby shower episode where Charlotte agrees to throw Miranda a baby shower. And then we have the three-way storyline with
Daddy.
Samantha and Daddy. Yeah, that's terrible.
I keep sending Mike Daddy gifts and he's getting
funny
so
every
angry.
Time. Which brings Richard to say, hey, let's give this a shot. Let's try just the two of us. Which leads us to the finale, I Heart New York. Which
but Richard
we can just cut
is,
to the end where he
yeah,
is
he
not
is beef
faithful.
Deep in someone else. And his face is wet.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. And Mr. Big is leaving.
He's leaving New York. But he left her with some plane tickets, so she'll probably never see him again.
Yeah. No, he's done. We never see him in the series again. That's the end of Chris Noth. And, Charlotte's thing is this. She goes on a date that doesn't go well. The date goes fine, and then he freaks out about her big house. And I guess the biggest news, really, is that Miranda has the baby.
Brady.
Names it Brady. We have Brady Hobbs.
Steve cries, because he's so
cries.
Sweet.
Yeah. And there you go. That is season four.
In a nutshell. A very large
I just
nutshell.
Didn't know a better way to cover it.
No, there really
so
is no way.
Happens.
I mean, and I just, it was actually kind of cool because I didn't rewatch the whole, like, every moment, but I went through each episode, and I think that... for me, I can see all these consistencies. Like, I almost, we're not doing this, so don't worry, everyone. But I almost want to do this podcast again with me. I've already seen the show.
It is really different, though.
So I could, like, go through and be like, oh, here's Carrie talking about this thing again.
Because the thing we didn't talk about, we totally skipped this storyline, is where Miranda throws her neck out.
Oh, yeah. And Steve or Aiden has to carry her.
Yes. And that was damage done from training for the marathon. So I wonder if she had not had the baby, if she still wouldn't have been able to run the marathon because she'd hurt herself.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there were a lot of things set up of like, she's going
to
run the marathon.
I don't know. She doesn't seem to ever look back at that neck injury.
That's true. But yeah, so I think that's what leads us to her.
So in summary, I couldn't help but wonder for all of season four.
I mean, this one's almost too big, I think.
I couldn't help but wonder, do you miss a dick?
Sometimes. It's a weird thing to ask me on the show, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I couldn't help but wonder if Carrie really thought that she could make it work with Aiden.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't help but wonder if any of... Yeah, I just don't understand it. The second she called him for that steak dinner, I'm like, this isn't what you want, girl. Let it go.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, why do you hate squirrels, squirrel friend?
I couldn't help but wonder why you hate a squirrel.
I couldn't help but wonder why you hate squirrels.
Oh, they're the cutest.
Thank you. All right, bye.
All right, we'll be back with the shortest season 5.
Wow.
All right, bye. You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at We Couldn't Help But Wonder, with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. We will be off next week, but back in 2 weeks with the season 5 premiere, Anchors Away. Wait, we have to look that up real fast.
Okay.
Because I know what it means, but I'm trying to, like, in the context
doesn't
of this.
Doesn't sound like you do. We have Warren with the Gina Wina and the Mr. Mister.
No, we said we weren't going to talk about that anymore.
we never talked about
it's so awful.
Oh, the baby. Like, that's what you meant?
No, his baby talking to her during sex.
Right, that's what you didn't want to talk about? Oh, I thought for a second I thought you meant that, like, Charlotte's nipple or Miranda's nipples attracted a baby.
Right, but it's not Samantha. Yeah, Samantha's nipples attract a baby and he does baby talk.
Right, that, but in my mind I was like, Samantha's nipples, like, attracted, like, an actual baby. Who thought she was, like, nursing or something? I was like, I must have missed that part. No. I don't know what he's talking about. You're talking about the boy being a baby.
Yes, the man being a baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jackson Cox 4 makes an appearance, too.
And then, what's-his-face shows up? Who's her gay?
Stanford.
Yeah, we're done with the gay person storyline.
All right, bye, gays. And I actually reached out to the writer of this recipe. Oh, that was at Pastis.
Well, he kisses him at Bungalow 8.
Right, Bungahole.
It's not what it's called.
Right, and then they go to Pastis, and...
They went to Pastis 4 before.
Oh, shit. Just cut that out.
I'm cutting so much of this
out. Okay, sorry. This is terrible.
We're losing steam. we're like... Blah, 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 blah.